You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm so excited because I have Virginia Elder on the line. Now, I wanted Virginia on the show. We just spoke at FinCon together on the same stage for a panel about podcasting, and she is awesome when it comes to helping people figure out if they need a podcast, want a podcast, and then stepping in to help them with the production. So, hey Virginia, how are you?
Hey, thank you. I am good. Excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to have you. So let's jump right in. When people, let's say for instance, somebody's listening, they're a business owner, and they hear everybody starting podcasts and they're like, "Ooh, I need to start a podcast." What are some things that they should think about before they start, or how do they figure out if podcasting is the right medium for their business when it comes to marketing?
Okay, awesome. Yes. Okay.
I know that was loaded.
Let's address whether it's the right medium first, and then I will talk about how to make sure it's going to work for you. So first up, if writing isn't your forte, then okay, maybe blogging for your business is out the window. So then you have to look at, am I comfortable speaking about my business, or is this something that I want to pursue? Do I want to become more comfortable speaking about my business, about our services, about how we help people? Because those are the topics that podcast listeners want to hear from the business owner. They want to hear about the solution you provide, how you change people's lives for the better with your services or products. Now, lately, then comes the question is, do I do a video podcast or do I just do audio? Tiffany, you do a great job of just doing audio. You have repurposed some video, but really everybody's just loving the audio. So Tiffany's a great example of just stick with what works and what you're comfortable with, and not necessarily what is the hot trend right now, because there's a big push toward video right now. But I want to clarify that that's not necessary for everyone, especially if for whatever reason your lifestyle or your comfort level makes you kind of shy from the camera. Because if there's any piece of the process that feels hard or that you're kind of pulling back from, you're less likely to be successful in that area because you're already feeling that barrier. So, okay. That should help as far as deciding which medium. So once you decide, maybe perhaps you're not a good writer and you're not comfortable on video or whatever it is, and you decide you're going to podcast and you're going to use this podcast as a marketing arm for your business, then it's time to really look at your daily and weekly time that you have to add this additional task of recording your episodes. Some people might want to script and then record their episodes. That is going to take more time. Again, it depends on what your goals are. If you want to practice speaking on the fly, or if you're more methodical about it, you want to make sure that you get things in your episodes. But it's really going to boil down to the time you have and how you can integrate podcasting into your existing schedule. And that's a really important planning piece that you have to do up front. You can get help with editing and production and all that. That's not going to be your forte at this point. But you do have to work in that time to record, because nobody can do that for you.
And that is so true, Virginia. I'm so glad that you brought up that time piece, because people don't realize how much time and effort goes into this. It's definitely a labor of love sometimes. And getting clear on how much time you actually have available to it. Because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you really know the data, I don't, I'm just making an assumption, but I feel like people quit podcasting in some cases because of the time commitment, because they get in and they realize, ooh, this is more than what I thought it was. Absolutely. And so they run out of time and then the show goes stale.
Yeah, absolutely. The two biggest fall off points, which we actually call that pod fade. It's where you just like fade away and don't actually mean to say bye, just disappear. So the two biggest pod fade points are before episode 7. So real early on in the process, like you just launched and you very quickly got overwhelmed. And then the other big fade point is around episode 50. So 50, man, like that seems like such an accomplishment. You did 50 episodes, right? But when you think about if you were doing a weekly show, that's about a year of production. And so most people don't realize, this is another important point, podcasting really is a long game. Even, you know, very niched down and targeted for your ideal client and specific topics and all that, you're not going to get very much traction very quickly. It is a long-term, long, long game marketing strategy, really. You have to begin with the intention of producing probably 200 episodes or so. I'm not saying you won't get a customer until that point. I'm just saying that's how long it really takes to see the multiple thousands of download numbers and, you know, clients calling left and right from your podcast. So when someone looks and they've been producing for about a year and maybe they've gotten a couple clients out of it, it's one of those things where they're quitting when they're so close to the finish line, like so, so close. If they just keep going to like episode 60 or 70, you start to really gain some traction there.
Yeah. And you know what? I can attest to that. In January, I posted, early January, I'll put a link in the show notes. I had posted my chart of all my podcast downloads from like the, when I started the podcast up until the end of last year. And you'll see, you could see a stark difference right around the time frame you're saying. So from 2019 to like 2022, my downloads were abysmal. Like they were really small.
It's rough at first.
It is. But, and you know what? And when I was going through that data before I took the screenshot, I was like, dang, some days I had zero listens. Like nobody was listening to me, but I consistently kept putting out that content. And then you just see a boom, like in 2022, somewhere up in there, it was just a boom for the podcast. And now, you know, I look at my numbers, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not doing too bad, but it took that long to start gaining traction in this. And, you know, it's for me, it draws comparison to blogging as well. Blogging is another long game thing. You know, you can't just hop in and think you're going to get all this traffic. It takes a long time to build that up. So I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, maybe it'll help someone from getting discouraged when they don't see those numbers, you know, in their first year or what have you. And they're like, you know what? I'm already prepared for this. Virginia and Tiffany told me about this, so I can keep going. So with that being said, what is something else? What's the next step? So after we figure out our time, what else should we think about?
So you want to really clarify exactly who you're speaking to. That's one important component. And of course, you can say, oh, potential clients, of course. But you have to really define those clients. And I'm not talking about age or gender basics like that. It's going to be extreme specifics. For example, business owners making 250K or more who also have a podcast marketing their business, right? That's my ideal market for my show that's launching soon. So you have to really identify those deep niches. You could go even further to the example than what I just said. But once you identify that ideal client, maybe they live in a certain area, perhaps they visit coffee shops 3 times a week or something like that. Like, it can be the craziest thing, but the additional features you list niches down your target listener even more so. Then what I want you to really concentrate on is the actual structure and makeup of your episodes. Is it going to be interviews? Is it going to be solo? Are there going to be different segments? Are you going to play a game with your guests? There's so many things you can do, and you want to be really clear about that structure. And of course, for that structure to have a purpose, whether that is helping people become more familiar with you or your business, or because you want it to be entertaining, there has to be a purpose to that ideal client or ideal listener and the structure of your episode. So if you notice, we haven't talked about anything about like microphones or software, anything like that. It's all in the planning and the vision for the show. That's mm-hmm. where the hard work is.
Yes, I agree with that. And as someone that did not do that when I started, I didn't do any of that.
Most newbies don't, because nobody tells them.
Right. I didn't do any of that. And I was like, oh, I just want to talk to everybody. And I just want everybody to get all this information that I'm putting out because it's so important. Everybody needs to know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, my download numbers were really low. It wasn't until I actually did an episode where I said, this is the premise for the podcast. And that is when I really dialed it in on what are we here for? Mm-hmm. And after that is when everything started taking off. So, and that wasn't until like episode, I don't know, 100 and something, 200. Mm-hmm. So I wish I would have done that earlier, but I say that to say it's so important to know who you're talking to when you're mm-hmm. creating your podcast and what is the purpose of even doing the podcast. So I'm glad that you brought that up. Now, one thing, now that we're talking about structure, right? Mm-hmm. Some people, they're like, well, you know, weekly sounds good, but I don't have that in me. What are some other cadences when it comes to, like, what can podcasting look like? Because I've heard of mm-hmm. capsule podcasts. I've heard of seasonal podcasts. What are the different types?
Yeah. Okay. That's a great one. So as far as a long-term, ongoing, running show, I mean, let's just top this with there are no rules. Okay. You can literally do whatever you want. Whatever you do, though, it needs to be defined from the beginning. So you've got long-term podcasts, and then you've got the capsule podcast, like you mentioned. In the long-term podcast space, do whatever you want to do as long as it's consistent. So if you can't do weekly, do every other week or monthly or sometimes quarterly. Now, the longer you go between episodes, the slower the traction is going to occur on your show. You mentioned seasonal. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can attest to that as well, because I told my audience I would do weekly and there would be a couple of months before they get a new episode. And then it was like I had to start from scratch. So I just wanted to tag on to that to say, yes, that is real. But go ahead.
Yeah. And that goes back to your listeners knowing what to expect. If you start from the beginning and go, listen, this is going to be a once a month show. Look for me every month on the 15th, for whatever updates you're doing. And at least you're telling them. So they aren't going to be driving in their car on the 16th looking for your episode because they know you already dropped one on the 15th and they got to wait. So just be clear with your intentions and then follow through. Now, if an ongoing show isn't in you, but you want to do seasons, for example, again, there are no rules. You could do an 8-episode season. You could do a 20-episode season. And there is also no rule as far as how long you should wait in between seasons. So again, look at your calendar, look at your lifestyle, your plans for your business, your travel, your kids' schedules, all those things, and map out when it makes sense for you to record so that you can see how many episodes you might could record within, let's say, a month. Then from there, you'll be able to say, okay, when's the next time that's possible? Maybe that's 3 months down the road. So maybe seasons are great for you. Maybe you can do a 5-episode season and tell your audience, hey, we'll be back in 3 months with another 5-episode season. You can do anything as long as it's defined and people know what to expect, because then the trick is you're not letting them down.
Mm-hmm. And that is the big thing for me. So people will look for you when you say you are going to release, because, you know, people that knew me, they were in my inbox like, where's my episode? Like, where is it at? But one thing that really stuck with me that changed, you know, that whole waiting and all that stuff that was kind of stagnating my growth was I was at FinCon 1 year. I think it was 2021. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting at the bar next to the Retirement Answer Man. Mm-hmm. So check out his podcast. Shout out to him. I'll put a link to his show in the show notes. But he said to me, Tiffany, and mind you, he had gone 7 years releasing once a week for 7 years, never missed. Wow. And he said, Tiffany, when you like someone, let's say you like this guy, y'all are going on dates, hitting it off, everything's going well, and then he stands you up, how would you feel? And he said, that is how your audience feels when you miss an episode. I said, oh, no, like, I don't want to break their hearts.
Oh my gosh.
Right. But that difficult conversation that he had with me really changed my viewpoint about my podcast and how important it was to be consistent. And like I said, in 2022 was when everything took off because, you know, all of those conversations. So, I can really attest to how important that consistency piece is, regardless of whatever you choose. I have friends that do once a quarter, you know, they do a couple of releases and then they're done. But they have a good following. And people are watching and they're listening. So yeah. It really just depends on what you want to do, what you have time for, and then what you communicate to your audience. I think that's the most important thing. And even if, you know, you start at a cadence, like let's say once a week, and you're like, oh, this is too much, communicate with your audience and say, hey, y'all, I'm going to do once a month because blah, 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 blah. You know, make sure you communicate whatever changes you make to the show because it really goes a long way as well, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the statement where there really are no rules. It is your show. You can do whatever you want. You can pick your own colors. You can pick your own music, right? So you can change what you're doing. Even if you identify, like we were talking about structure a while ago, and you say, okay, well, I want to do an interview and I want to play games with my guests, like at the end, like ask them 5 top questions or something. And you decide, this is lame, or I don't like this, or whatever. You can change it. It's okay. And even then, if you feel like you need to announce it, that's fine. You can. But same thing with your publishing schedule. You can make that adjustment. Say, hey, we're going to back down. We're going to go to every 2 weeks. We're going to go to once a month. You know, it's winter break. It's summer break. Like, whatever the reason is, that's fine. And you can turn around and increase the consistency later if you feel energized. I will say something I want to point out, and Tiffany, I know you're so good at this, so you can back this up. You don't produce a weekly show by recording one episode every single week. That's just not how this works. You always, always want to record more than what you need in the coming week. So if you're doing a weekly show, really look at batch recording. So I would say record 3 episodes every 2 weeks at minimum, right? And so you always have that one extra that's recorded. So when you're scheduling them to go live on future dates, you're already a week ahead each time. So explore something like that. Some people do 5 recordings once a month, and that takes care of all the episodes they needed to record. Tiffany, I know, is a master batch recorder. So just for that clarity, yes, consistency in your schedule may be important. So you may look at this, say, oh, well, I need to record 1 episode every week. That's fine. Make sure that there's wiggle room in there and that sometimes you get 2 or 3 recordings, because here's the deal. People are going to get sick. You need a vacation. You're going to be tired. You're going to have a client emergency. Different things are going to happen. And guess what? The one time you have to cancel your recording appointment, you don't want to be without a show next published date. So you always want to be working ahead.
Yes, yes. And like Virginia said, I am a master batch recorder. I'll give you all just a little behind the scenes now in this episode, since we're talking about it. We're recording this on January 4th. You'll probably be hearing this in like April, because that's where I am in my batch. So, and I'm closing my calendar in a couple of days, and I won't record until April again. So that's how I'm able to keep my sanity when it comes to running the podcast. And, you know, people are like, how are you able to, you know, release twice a week and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's because of this. I'm able to batch pretty efficiently, and then I don't have to touch it for a while. So I get a break, and then I'll get back to it later on. So I'm so glad you mentioned that. And to give y'all a little behind the scenes, that's how we operate over here. So with that being said, because we can't give it all away, Virginia, I know we could be here forever talking about podcasting, because we both nerd out on it. But yes, if people were interested in learning more about you, about podcasting, how you can help them, where could they find you?
Yeah. Thank you, Tiff. Mm-hmm. I am at podcastabundance.com. There are several blog posts and various pages. You can check out all our services and just lots of good advice there. And then on Instagram, same thing. It's at podcastabundance.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll make sure I have all of that in the show notes for you all. So if you're doing something else while you're listening, because it's not a video, make sure you check out the show notes, and it'll definitely be there. Thank you so much, Virginia, for spreading so much valuable information and dropping these gems on the Money Talk with Tiff podcast today. I definitely look up to you when it comes to podcasting, because you know about all the equipment and stuff. But like you said, we don't even have to talk about equipment when it comes to starting a podcast. It just starts with getting the structure and getting everything comfortable for you, so that way you can have longevity and sustainability.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I loved this. Thank you so much.
Yes, no problem. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.